This is a very exciting moment for us all. Stevie Wonder, as we popularly know him, is a renowned artist and musician that we admire and love so much right here in Ghana and across the continent, I believe. And for him to take the decision about a few years ago, I saw a video of him on YouTube, actually, that someone sent to me and said, Steve wants to come to Ghana. And I said, this aligns with exactly what the government of Ghana, under the leadership of President Nana Addo-Dankwa Akufo-Addo, is seeking to do, connecting our brothers and sisters in the diaspora to their roots. It might interest you to know, James, that over 60% of the slave castles, which were trade for slave trade under colonization, are all situated along the coast of Ghana. So there is a personal and spiritual connection for a lot of African diasporans who come back to the soil. Even for those who do not have clarity through DNA or oral tradition to know exactly where they can trace their ancestry, Ghana has become like a melting pot for all diasporans to see and know where the journey began. So we are excited, and the President of the Republic has given an open invitation for those who want to resettle on the continent to consider Ghana as their first home.
So, Minister, as you said, Stevie Wonder is the latest African-American or of the African diaspora to come and take up citizenship in Ghana. What does this say about Ghana?
It says a lot. Ghana is one of the most peaceful countries on the African continent. And one thing that stands out to me is the fact that so many people who return to the continent will tell you that before they did, they received news or watched videos or materials about how deplorable the continent is. People enter Ghana and they feel differently. They feel at home, they feel at peace, they feel safe, most importantly. And Ghana has always been that place. It's that space when it comes to hospitality, when it comes to reception to everyone who wants to visit Africa. Ghana has always been that place. And it dates way back. Sometimes I go through the archives and see pictures of Maya Angelou in Ghana. I see W. Du Bois. I see the Malcolm X. I see the connection that even our fathers had between the Africans in Africa and African in diaspora, especially the connection between diasporans and Ghanaians. So Ghana is home to every person of color, brown or black. Ghana is home, and we receive everybody else. Ghana is a place to find peace, the center of the earth, as we call it. And especially for those who haven't been to Africa before, Ghana is one of the most successful democracies on the continent, and therefore people who have doubts as to the systems of governance, you realize that when they come to Ghana, they realize that this is the place to be. And in most cases, people don't want to leave, or they want to acquire property so that even if they have to go back to their various destinations to work, they make plans to come back.
Minister, it's so nice to talk with you. Congratulations again for at least Stevie Wonder becoming the latest Ghanaian citizenship owner. Thank you so much. A pleasure.
Thank you so much, James, and thanks for the opportunity on your platform.